Algoma's top doctor says the region is still in a surge of the Omicron variant, but there are signs it is slowing. We are certainly in the thick of our current Omicron surge, said Dr. Jennifer Liu, medical officer of health for Algoma in a phone interview on Tuesday. As of Tuesday's report by Algoma Public Health, APH, there are 3,459 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region, a slight increase of 72 over the previous day. Liu said the seven-day incidence continues to be just over 300 cases per 100,000. That is down about 25% from early in the month when APH reported more than 400 cases per 100,000. The next few days and weeks we will be monitoring those trajectories very carefully, said Liu. I would say we are certainly not out of the woods yet. Percent positivity in the community is reported to be about 12%. A high number of local cases are being driven by high-risk settings in the region, including acute care hospitals, long-term care homes, retirement homes and congregate settings, said Liu. APH lists 12 locations in the region which have declared outbreaks, including the Algoma Treatment and Remand Center, Community Living Algoma, Congregate Living, Ontario Finnish Rest Home, Kotitalo, and Pathways Retirement Residence, among others. A full list of outbreaks is available here. Every single day our team has been working with partners in these high-risk settings and managing and following nearly 600 active cases at any given time, she said. The number of cases has not completely plateaued in recent days, said Liu, but they aren't increasing exponentially, either. We haven't seen as sharp an increase in those numbers in the past few days, said Liu. The cases within the high-risk settings have come about by a combination of community spread and from outbreaks, said Liu. The return of children to in-class learning is great news, said Liu, but APH is watching absenteeism very closely and working with school boards and the principals of schools in the region. Whenever there is a school that has an absenteeism rate that is 30% over what their normal baseline is, that we take note of that and send a letter to all of the parents and members of the school community, letting them know to take extra caution and be very meticulous about daily screening, not going to school with any symptoms and making sure their mask is on at all times, etc., said Liu. APH will monitor if the upcoming economic reopening on January 31 will have any effect on the number of cases in school settings. We are still in a heightened state of caution and watching very closely, said Liu. Even as children are returning to school, Liu notes there are still some prohibited activities, like contact sports and the playing of wind instruments.